Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, February 28, 2008. RIT engineering students last week unveiled a so-called smoking machine that simulates effects on the human body from smoking cigarettes. Created as part of a multidisciplinary engineering senior design project, the device is also part of research on smoking effects, sponsored by the American Cancer Society and led by RIT's Dr. Risa Robinson. Dr. Robinson, what's the goal of your research, and how does the smoking machine work?
We want to figure out where the particles deposit in the respiratory tract. And in order to do that, we need to have accurate models. So we need to have accurate geometry of the lung, and we need to have accurate flow rates and concentration of the cigarette smoke that the person would be inhaling. So the smoking machine actually simulates both of those things. We have an actual replica of a human lung in there, the large central airways, and we can control the puff cycle so that it can simulate anybody's puffing behavior. So that way we know that we're drawing the correct concentration from the cigarette at the correct rate, and we're taking it through the respiratory tract. And then what we do is we measure the particle concentration coming out of the cast, and by doing that we know what stayed in the cast.
Do you have any preliminary findings?
In our simulations, we did a smoker and we did a non-smoker, somebody living with a smoker who's getting side stream smoke, and we found that the smoker had a higher deposition of particles in the upper respiratory tract than the non-smoker. So our model confirmed that for smokers, the large particles are depositing in the upper respiratory tract, and for non-smokers, they're traveling through the upper respiratory tract. So that means these particles are going through the lung all the way down to the deep lung, crossing into the bloodstream, and they're traveling to other organs.
Your study is also looking at so-called safer or low-tar cigarettes versus regular cigarettes. Is that correct?
That's right. We can put any cigarette in there that we want to. So the Cancer Society would like to know the effect of the safer cigarettes. Do they have fewer carcinogens? Do they deposit at a lower rate than the regular cigarettes?
That's RIT Mechanical Engineering Professor Dr. Risa Robinson, the principal investigator in American Cancer Society-funded research studying the effects of smoking. Joining Dr. Robinson in the research is Dr. Kathleen Lampkin-Kennard, Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering, and Professor Todd Pagano, Assistant Professor of Science and Mathematics in the National Technical Institute for the Deaf. A recent demonstration of the smoking machine was covered by five local television stations and the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty has more on this spring's Imagine RIT Festival, along with just-announced details about Park Point at RIT. And News and Events Managing Editor Vienna Carvalho gives highlights from the latest issue.
This is Bob Finnerty. RIT will officially kick off its inaugural Innovation and Creativity Festival, Imagine RIT, at a news conference March 11th. The 2 p.m. media event will be held in the Gordon Fieldhouse. President Dessler will explain the concept of the May 3rd festival. RIT will also announce festival sponsors, including the premier sponsor. The entire campus is invited to the media event, which will also showcase several exhibits and demonstrations that are getting ready for the May 3rd festival. RIT hopes to attract 30,000 visitors to campus for the free festival. For more information, visit rit.edu/imagine. Wilmorite has announced 8 new tenants for Park Point, the development formerly known as College Town. The businesses are Gallery Salon 2, 7 Days Convenience Store, Tiger's Sports Bar, Love & Cup, Walk With You, Abbott's Frozen Custard, King David's Restaurant, and Paradiso Pizza. They join the anchor tenant, Barnes & Noble Bookstore. The $72 million retail and residential project at Jefferson Road and John Street is expected to open in August. In fact, 70% of apartments are leased. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vienna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, RIT will again host the Finger Lakes Regional First Robotics Competition March 7th and 8th. This year, 40 high school teams from across the Northeast United States and Canada will maneuver their robotic creations around a track. Winners of this regional event will advance to the national competition in Atlanta in April. Also in the current issue of News and Events, RIT congratulates its very own Academy Award winner, David Long, program chair of the Digital Cinema degree in RIT School of Film and Animation, was honored by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, along with three other Eastman Kodak Company employees, for their work on Kodak's Vision 2 family of color negative films. Long accepted his Oscar February 9th from film star Jessica Alba. And read our Viewpoints essay, written by Midge Burfield, who encourages RIT employees to use available fitness facilities and educational resources to help commit to a wellness program. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the February 21st issue of News and Events. This is Vienna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline, RIT, February 28, 2008. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.